Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Off the ball. Rugby.
Get rid of this mindset of let's get through the quarterfinals, because the bigger you make it, that's going to be your ceiling.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily
with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome along to Monday's Rugby Daily. I'm David Wilson. Coming up today, we will hear from the Leinster forwards coach, Robin McBride, as the boys in blue lick their wounds after Saturday's defeat to Munster at Croke Park. There is an injury update from the Ireland camp as they get ready to take on the All Blacks in Chicago Saturday week, and two England have a new superstar on their hands. But first today, Mac Hansen has been ruled out of Ireland's meeting with New Zealand in Chicago, with Jimmy O'Brien and Tom Farrell added to the travelling party. Bundiaki and Robbie Henshaw remain doubts for the game with the All Blacks, but will travel with the squad on Tuesday. However, Munster pair Edwin Odogbo and Brian Gleeson, who are due to head to America as cover, drop out of Andy Farrell's squad due to injury. Hansen suffered an aggravation of a foot injury in Connacht's agonising 28-27 loss to the Bulls on Saturday. Aki also made his seasonal debut for the province in the loss, and although he continues to nurse a hip injury, he will be part of the Irish squad that heads stateside. Henshaw, meanwhile, was replaced after 56 minutes of Leinster's loss to Munster at Croke Park, but will also be on the plane despite a groin issue. It's a big opportunity for Munster centre Farrell, who remains uncapped despite his first international call-up coming back in 2019, while O'Brien is included a couple of months after making his 100th appearance for Leinster. And on Monday's off-the-ball breakfast, Dara Smith-Nocton pondered why Farrell wasn't involved before the injury update this afternoon.
Any of the Munster team who put their hands up and are like feeling particularly aggrieved after it?
Tom Farrell. I said last week, I'll say it again, he should be in the squad. Like, I don't care that he's 32. Robbie Henshaw's 32. Bundiaki's 35. I know they've proved themselves at international level, but Tom Farrell is playing the best rugby of his life. He's out playing Gary Ringrose and Robbie Henshaw in that midfield. You see what he can do at the weekend, that try. Unbelievable ability. Should be in the squad. I don't get the argument that he shouldn't because he's too old. Every centre could be argued as being too old in that squad nearly, except for Ringrose. Like, really?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Remember, you can listen to Off the Ball Breakfast each and every weekday morning from 7:30. The pair of Farrell and O'Brien will remain in the squad for the games against Japan, Australia and South Africa. Concussion has hampered Edwin Odogbo's Chicago plans, with Brian Gleeson missing out due to an elbow injury, having started so brightly against Leinster, scoring his side's first try in the 31-14 win on Jones's Road. The Irish squad will depart Tuesday for an extended training camp before their meeting with the All Blacks at Soldier Field Saturday week. Robin McBride says that he is struggling to put his thumb on why it is going so wrong for Leinster at the start of this season. Leo Cullen's side have picked up just one win from their first four games and were soundly beaten by Munster at GAA HQ on Saturday evening. Forwards coach McBride says that the group of coaches didn't get things right.
Yeah, I don't know. Listen, as coaches, we've obviously looked at it and said, prepared the team, etc. And maybe we didn't get that right. Well, obviously, you look at the performance, it would suggest we didn't get it right anyway. So, yeah, I can't really put my finger on it, but Munster were definitely up for it. I mean, they deserve to win, and based on their performance and the plan and the execution. So, you know, well done to them.
As Leinster are down several international players ahead of the November internationals, Charlie Tector is one player who could be in line to step up. Watching from the sidelines on Saturday, Tector says that it was a tough watch.
Yeah, I headed over after the A game in Ballinlow, but yeah, it was a tough watch. Look, it's hard to see a team you're a part of get beaten, obviously. And credit to Munster, they were the better team on the day. So,
whilst on Monday morning's Off the Ball breakfast, former Ireland and Munster back row Alan Quinlan joined Ger Gilroy and Cullen Buhig and spoke about the dynamic of the two Irish tens, Jack Crowley and Sam Prendergast.
Did anybody play themselves out of the team on the basis of the performance on Saturday?
No, I think it's very harsh to kind of go, if it's your first game back and you're one of the Irish internationals that you're now not starting. I think the obvious situation going on with Crowley and Prendergast, I don't think Sam Prendergast played himself out of the team.
But Crowley played himself,
Crowley played himself into the starting team, and that's the reality of it. You know, you think Prendergast is going to get more of an armchair ride than Crowley, and but look, I think Jack Crowley is very mentally strong. I think both of them would have been affected, Ger, by the fact that of what went on last year, and that sport, players get dropped, and it was very much a high profile one when it's your fly half, and you've a young player coming through with the quality of Sam Prendergast. Jack Crowley was kind of waiting in the wings for Johnny to depart, and you know he got the reins over in Paris in that game in Marseille after the World Cup, and they had a brilliant result there. So I thought it was risky in a sense of how, you know, I was worried about how each player will be affected and the bits, ups and downs they had. Obviously, Prendergast would have got this incredible high, Sam Prendergast, after November. He went straight back with Leinster. They had a couple of really positive European games. You know, he was running the length of the field over in Bath, scoring a try, wasn't he? Stuff like that. I saw Jack Crowley down against Saracens in Limerick, and I thought it was a great performance by him. A really mentally strong one in a time where big narrative.
There's noise, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of noise around Sam Prendergast, and some of it justified, some of it a little bit over the top. That didn't help him either. But I think, look, they're two outstanding players, and I think they're two still very young players, and whoever starts is not an issue with me. But I think Jack Crowley showed at the weekend that he's a mentally strong, very able character, and he showed a lot of resilience here, and he was outstanding.
Remember, if you want to listen to that chat back, plus have all of our rugby coverage ahead of the November internationals at your fingertips, you can become a member and sign up at offtheball.com/join.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Connacht suffered an agonisingly narrow defeat to the Bulls last Saturday, losing 28-27 at the Dexcom Stadium. That result means that Connacht have just one win from their first three games and they're in 10th position. An in-form Munster team are up next on Saturday in Thomond Park. Head coach Stuart Lancaster said that attention hasn't fully turned to Saturday's game just yet.
Well, obviously today has been a lot about reviewing the Bulls game. That's first and foremost. The first thing on a Monday is, you know, to put that game to bed, take the lessons that we can learn, etc., etc. And obviously during the course of the day, you turn the page to your next opponents, which obviously in this case is Munster. There's a whole lot of selection conversations that are going on as well, you know, decisions on selection and etc., etc. So, you know, we just start to turn the page. Obviously, you know, we all saw the performance at the weekend and we saw how well Munster played up at Croke Park. And, you know, I would know quite a few of those coaches pretty well. So, it's a huge challenge for us. You know, as you say, Connacht's record down at Thomond Park isn't the best as I've done my research now. But, you know, there's a strong belief in our group that we're going in the right direction. You know, one kick here, one moment there against the Bulls, we could have won. And so, you know, we've got a strong internal belief in the direction we're going, but we know it's a huge challenge come Saturday night.
England coach Steve Borthwick admits 19-year-old Noah Kalori could play himself into test match inclusion very soon. The Saracens wing has been invited to train with the national team after scoring 5 tries over the weekend on his full Premiership debut. Borthwick says that Kalori has been on their radar for quite a while.
I think everyone's known there's an exciting talent there. So all the information that's been fed to me from the England pathway coaches, and I think then the rate of his development has accelerated over these last number of months at Saracens, and that's great credit to him and great credit to the club.
That is about all we have time for on today's Rugby Daily. I'm David Wilson, and we'll be back with more tomorrow.
Starting tomorrow, only in the Daily Mail.
Got a new book deal. It's called Caring About Care. So you get all the details in that book. Leave your pre-order forms, but if you want to read about it, then there you go. So I'll put a chapter, a whole chapter about caring about care, just for you.
Read The Evil Genius, starting tomorrow, only in the Daily Mail.
If you want to read about it, you read it in my book. That's how you get headlines, right?
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Off the Ball, Rugby.
I think he'll probably break my heart next Saturday, you know, beating Munster fellas around Croke Park and trying to be on a dominant Leinster side. We'll see, obviously, about that.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.